Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Joining us right now, the king himself. The man who earned it. This is the one thing none of us are debating because he is the greatest draft pick in New York sports history over the last 50 years. We present to you Lawrence Taylor.
LT. How you guys doing? We're great. What's going on?
We're good, man.
Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah, congratulations, thank you. Lawrence.
On what?
We'll tell you.
On what?
We'll tell you. So we did a top 20 draft picks in the history or in the last 50 years, but it could be history as well. Of all New York sports, the top draft picks, and you were voted number one.
Wow. Wow. Imagine that. Okay.
You say that like you expected me number one.
So how you doing? Everything good?
Yeah, we're good, man.
If we told you, hey, Lawrence, we did this whole thing, and Derek Jeter was number one, and you were number two, would you basically say...
Any sport?
New York athlete over the last 50 years. So there's some select company there. But if we told you Jeter was ahead of you, would you have been like, this is BS. Derek Jeter, my ass.
No, I would not. I would not have been mad. Absolutely not. Great player. Hey, how about Reggie Jackson? You know, I mean, if you were listening, how about, it's just so many basketball players, football players. I mean, I'm elated to own the own the city now. What you trying to tell me? I own the city.
That's right. Re-owning the city, Lawrence. Lawrence, when you got, I mean, you're from North Carolina. I know you wanted to play baseball
when
you were
Virginia. Thank you.
Virginia. Oh, that's right. You went to North Carolina. Yeah, you're from Virginia like me, but you went to school in North Carolina. But coming to New York, I remember when I came to New York, I was scared. Right? I didn't know what to expect up here. But when you got drafted to New York, what was your like emotion before you got here? And then after you got here, what was it like?
I mean, yo, hey. New York is a scary place, man. I'm telling you, it's a scary place. When you come out, hey, boy, until I learned, you know, the hookers by name, I couldn't.
You did not feel comfortable. How many years did that take you, by the way?
It took me about at least 3 weeks. Okay. I've been playing, guys. Okay. You know what? But I tell you, great place to play. You know what? And like I say, when I came to New York, I didn't really know a lot about New York because I was like, you know, Washington Redskins, Dallas Cowboy fan and stuff. When I came to New York, it was like, whew. Yeah. They don't bull up there.
Right. But they grew to love you like real quick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what,
you ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I look back on it now and I don't think... I could have gone to any other place other than New York to do the stuff I've did and be the person I am and be at 65 now and humbled.
Right.
You know, so I'm good.
Yes. Well, congratulations. This was well-deserved. This whole list, which has come out over the last few weeks, caused a lot of controversy. But you know what didn't cause controversy? You being number one. So congratulations, and we appreciate you accepting this award. You're going to get a statue. We're going to send it to you. It probably takes 6 to 8 weeks, okay?
Oh, that's all I need is another trophy, mother.
Love it, LT. Appreciate you, brother, man.
Thank you, LT.
Well. All right, buddy.
Be safe.
Thank you, guys, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank
very
you.
Much, okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. He is number one and deservedly so.
He is the best,
and he's a character, Lawrence Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't your daughter named after him, Sean?
Yeah, yes, and my middle name, I'm named after him.
Did you tell him? Did you get to speak to him off air at all, Sean, and tell him that?
I met him in person with my daughter. Took a nice picture.
And you said to him, she's named after you.
Yeah.
What did he say?
What were you thinking?
That's tremendous.
All right, how many times did you dump him, Loogie?
3, so we hit the over.
Nice.
Yeah.
You didn't dump the hookers thing, though,
no,
right?
No.
Hookers made it through.
Oh. I dumped BS, MF-er, and threw another one in there. Oh, an S-word.
You know the reason they have that extended dump session here at WFAN Odyssey is because when BT and I were on the national show,
right,
we had Lawrence, and it filled up.
Sure,
so we're like, yeah, we need to add to this just in case.
I'm sure it did.
Lawrence is the man.
Well, congratulations to Lawrence.